BlackRock's Bitcoin Income ETF nears launch at a 0.65% fee. BlackRock filed a fourth amendment to the registration for its iShares Bitcoin Premium Income ETF on Tuesday, locking in a 0.65% sponsor fee for a fund that will trade on NASDAQ under the ticker BETA. The filing, reported by CoinMarketCap and detailed in BlackRock's S-1A with the SEC, moves the asset manager close to launching its first yield-paying Bitcoin product, distinct from the spot funds that already dominate the category. The number that matters here is the fee. At 0.65%, BETA sits below the two largest covered call Bitcoin funds on the market, YBTC at 0.95% and BTCI at 0.99%. BlackRock is not entering this niche as a premium option. It is entering as the cheapest large issuer, the same playbook that helped its spot fund, iBit, grow into a roughly $47 billion product after launch. Income comes from selling options, not from holding more Bitcoin. BETA is a covered call strategy, not a second route to Bitcoin upside. The fund holds Bitcoin exposure, partly through shares of iBit, and each month it sells call options against those iBit shares. The premium collected from selling those calls is what the fund passes through to holders as income. That structure has a built-in trade-off worth stating plainly. Selling calls caps the upside. If Bitcoin rallies hard in a given month, the fund keeps the option premium, but gives up gains above the strike price it sold. In flat or falling markets, the premium cushions some of the move and produces a payout. In a sharp rally, holders earn the income, but watch a spot holder outrun them. This is the same mechanic that has driven both the appeal and the criticism of YBTC and BTCI, a race to beat Goldman Sachs to the desk. The timing reads as competitive. A Bloomberg ETF analyst expects BETA to launch very soon, and the pressure point is Goldman Sachs, whose own Bitcoin income fund is due to go live around July 1st. The S-1A disclosed $999 million in net assets with seed capital already deployed, the kind of detail that typically appears in the final stretch before a fund starts trading. Getting to market first matters in passive products because early scale tends to compound. The fund that opens with the lowest fee and the biggest brand often collects the bulk of the flows, and later entrants spend years trying to claw share back. BlackRock has run that strategy before and won with it. Yield demand is rising while the market sits in fear. The launch lands in a cold tape. As of June 11, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,090, up 1.8% on the day, but down about 1.5% on the week. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 16, deep in extreme fear. Markets like this are exactly where income products find an audience. When price appreciation stalls, a monthly payout becomes the reason to hold, rather than the upside. For crypto users who already think in terms of yield, the appeal is familiar. Many on-chain holders chase return through staking and yield programs, accepting smart contract and lockup risk to put idle assets to work. BETA offers a managed, regulated version of the same instinct, a covered call wrapper that produces income from volatility instead of from a protocol, with the trade-offs handled by the issuer rather than the holder. It is not the same risk profile, and it is not self-custodied, but it competes for the same dollar. The broader read is that the institutional toolkit around Bitcoin keeps widening. Spot funds gave allocators clean price exposure. Index futures gave them a hedging venue. An income ETF gives the income desk a product it can actually buy. Each wrapper pulls a different type of buyer into the same underlying asset, and BlackRock is now stacking them.